It's going to be a huge weekend for fans of Orphan Black. This is BBC America's drama about a bunch of clones fighting the organization that created them. Well, season three starts tomorrow, and NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says one of the show's most distinctive elements, its twisted plot, might also be its fundamental problem.
For fans of Orphan Black, it might be the toughest task they face all year, explaining to newbies what the heck is going on just before a new season starts. It all begins with Sarah Manning, a con artist and one-time street urchin who stumbles on a well-dressed woman who looks exactly like her crying on a train platform, just before that woman jumps in front of an oncoming train. Turns out the woman was a clone of Sarah, who eventually discovers she's one of at least 10 clones created covertly. Sarah and almost all her clones are played by Canadian actress Tatiana Maslany, who somehow has not won an Emmy or a Golden Globe despite playing so many people so seamlessly. Maslany's skill is evident in the first scene from Saturday's episode, where she plays a pregnant clone from Ukraine named Helena, enjoying a baby shower and cookout organized by her clone sisters. Maslany is four of the six people in this scene, including suburban soccer mom Allison, who speaks first.
This is your special day, Helena. You and your precious cargo.
Dude, you look awesome.
You look awesome. You are well?
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, way better, thanks to science.
Sarah and her clones discover there were also several male clones made, including a crazed soldier named Rudy.
You're a legend, Sarah Manning.
You got a name or a serial number or some I can call you?
You're made of the good stuff, aren't you?
Rudy and the other males want something from Sarah and her sisters. They're dangerous, tattooed soldiers from a military venture known as Project Castor. Here, Sarah learns more during a phone call with another clone, a scientist named Cosima.
According to the myth, Castor was a warrior horseman.
Bit of a badass by the looks of it.
That fits with what Cal found. He says the horse tattoo is some kind of black ops insignia.
That makes sense. Their purpose raised, untraceable, the perfect ghost soldiers.
That's a kind of scene Orphan Black often uses, allowing Maslany to play two different clones talking by phone in two different places. But it can also be hard to follow. I even had trouble picking sound clips that made sense because so many scenes required so much background knowledge to understand. That's part of the fun of Orphan Black, which pulls fans down a rabbit hole of clones, clone creators, friends, and villains. But it's also the show's biggest weakness. The parade of clones and situations makes it difficult for new or casual fans to stay connected. Today, there's a marathon of old episodes on IFC, and Amazon is offering access to the first season free, if you want to bone up. It takes work to get the most out of watching Orphan Black, especially this season, as the show's producers push the envelope of how many characters and how many storylines they can pack into a single series. I'm Eric Deggans.